come. And Peter stepped out of the boat. How ignorant can you be? But wait, there's more. Peter walked on the water. Whoa! Can you imagine that? No, I can't. I'd like to, though. That'd be cool. Right? And then, guess what? Remember those words we talked about earlier? Distraction and fatigue and all these things set in. But you know what great leaders do? Jesus, help me! Now, the amazing thing is, for years, Peter was lifted up as a loser in the church because of this mistake. But you know what I say? Praise God for Peter. It's the other disciples that were the losers. Amen? They should have got their rear ends out of the boat. Right? Peter was the winner. Peter was the leader. And when Peter lost his direction, he was not afraid to say what? Jesus, help me. Great leaders know when to ask Jesus for help. Amen? Well, you know, I just want you to know this morning that God did not create anybody for failure. Jesus says, you didn't choose me, I chose you and called you that you could go out and bear fruit, fruit that would remain. Now, I don't know what you all are going through. Each of you have a story of your own. But in closing, I want to say a prayer for you today. And I want you to seriously listen to God's word in your life today. Maybe for the first time. Oh, Eric, I've been a Christian for years. I don't care if you're 98 and have been a Christian since you're 10. I want you to listen to what God's saying to you because God still has a calling in your life. Amen? Whenever I was gathering together with the families this week, well, it was a couple weeks ago. And, oh, I love LaDorna. She was so awesome. Right? Up to the very end, God had a plan for her. And she used every minute to fulfill that plan in her life. Let's pray. Gracious God, you know each and every person in this room. From zero to whatever the oldest person is. You know them personally, God. You know the issues that they're going through. You know how they're questioning themselves. Maybe it's morals that they're doing. Maybe if I'm older and I feel like I'm losing control and I'm losing all my friends because of death. I'm losing my confidence. Whatever is going through all of these wonderful souls, I ask for your powerful anointing to be upon them, God. I ask today for you to move into their life, God, and overpower their souls in a way that they can truly understand that you love them and that they are your child with an amazing purpose in their life, God. There is so much going on in this community alone, let alone the world. We need honest and true Christians, God, and I ask you to make that of us. Dear God, we have got to go from this place and we've got to be strong for children and for youth and for young adults and for the aged in this community. We got to be strong, God, for those who feel like they're sandwiched between taking care of their parents and taking care of their kids. Dear God, we need your powerful presence. Do not allow fatigue or distractions to get in the way, God. Fill us, make us strong for you so we can be a people of healing and wholeness in this community so that we can be a people that expands your kingdom in Jesus' holy, holy name. And all of God's people said, Amen.